a production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program. It is time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Daytona is done. The chase is set. The drama was high, and we're going to break it all down this hour. A very improbable run by an improbable driver has led to where we're at now. A chase with 16 drivers. The field is set. And a guy with multiple wins is on the outside looking in. However could that be? Well, we're going to talk about it this hour. We're going to talk about Daytona. We're going to talk about the playoffs, points, standings, you name it. We're going to get into all that. And we're going to do it right here. And you know what? Right now. So sit back, relax. It ought to be a good one. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. I am Casey. And alongside me, ladies and gentlemen, I'd take him on every playoff run I ever went on. It's none other than Sean Whitfield with the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. Happy to be here.
Happy to have you.
Happy Friday. And, man, what about these temperatures today?
Happy Friday.
Or happy Monday.
Is that the mindset you're in right now?
Happy Monday.
When you're retired.
I'm ready for another weekend.
Every day is Friday. That has always been my theory.
Yeah, I'm ready for another weekend. It just goes to show you I didn't get enough weekend in. But happy Monday. And, I tell you what, I was in and out today, and man, those temperatures. You wouldn't think it's the last day of August, hitting up near 100 degrees.
So you wake up in the morning, and you and I are both kind of early risers, but you know, I wake up, fix a cup of coffee, and then not long after that, Roxy comes down and she needs to go outside and use the restroom. So I'll go outside 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. Gorgeous. It's a little bit cool. You're starting to feel like there's a little fall in the air. And then about by, you know, 10 o'clock, that dream is gone.
Yeah.
And it is, I mean, it's full. Like, I hopped in the truck to drive over here. And my truck says, you know, granted, this was the pavement and all that radiating off there. But it was 113 degrees. And I'm thinking, God, it is just brutal right now. And kind of no end in sight at this point.
It was a hot ride that never got cool because you were only in your truck about a mile and a half.
You got to roll the windows down, get that hot air out, and about the time it starts cooling off, I'm pulling up.
I was going to say, yeah, you don't even get your truck cooled down. But all those hardworking guys, laborers, putting up fences with quality fence, I hope you're taking care of them.
All the water they can drink, we bring them refreshments. They are the best in the business, and you know what? The funny thing is, all our guys, they'll have long sleeves and clothes head to toe. Mm-hmm. Because if you're actually out there and you actually work for a living, you get the, you know, like that sports fit type stuff. You get that kind of material.
So everybody does dress that way?
But once you start sweating, it actually acts as cool you off. It's very counterintuitive, but yeah. And they're just way tougher than me, too.
But your entire staff wears long sleeves. Most like that?
Some of them will just wear T-shirts, but
okay.
You know, the guys that are actually out there doing the real work, yes, they're...
And they're wearing head protection.
Yep, the head protection.
From the sun.
Tons of water, all that good stuff. And I'm just, you know, granted, I'm not the best weatherman, but I was going to give an update. How does the forecast look? Because I've been told
it's brutal all week.
A little warmer tomorrow, and then we're going to stay in the 98 to 99 range. Hey, but don't worry. By the time we get to Sunday, it's going to cool all the way down to 89. So,
and if you want a day that's going to be dry to play golf, this is your week. I don't think there's much rain forecasted.
Doesn't look like it may. Well, here's the thing. When it rains when it's this hot, it just makes it worse.
Yeah. Hey, you know what happens this weekend? We got college football.
College football.
SEC at its best is coming up this week. It all gets started. There's a game Thursday night, one Friday night, and then Saturday is full speed ahead. And I cannot wait. And that also, I need to remind all of our listeners, Tune in this Saturday morning, 9 a.m. for College Football Radio, presented by Blackwell Automotive. If you want your car to run well, take it to Blackwell. Here on Rock 103.7 with Stephen Hargis, my buddy. He's the sports editor, with the Chattanooga Times Free Press. And we're back for another season together. This is the 8th year of College Football Radio, and I'm proud of that. And we're doing nothing but talking SEC football. So be sure and join us Saturday morning, 9 a.m. right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station.
So this will be week one of college football. Week zero actually started this past weekend. I watched a few games. Nothing too exciting, but it was just kind of, it's kind of like when Speed Weeks is here, Sean. The season hadn't really started, but it's just fun to see the cars back on the screen. Yeah. Kind of the same way with football. I had no rooting interest in any of the games. But I did decide to bet all three games, or three of the games, and lost all three. So college football is officially back. Because I'm terrible at gambling.
Well, I was going to say, which games did you have some fun with?
Well, I had money on TCU, and that didn't go well. And then I put money on NC State for no reason whatsoever, other than to just give me a reason to watch it. And they look like the most uninspired team ever to take a football field. And then in the very end, I was like, well, I guess I got UNLV and Memphis. And so I went with Coach Dan Mullen and the UNLV running Rebs, and it didn't go well for me. So... But that was a fun game to watch.
Well, you didn't vote on any SEC, and you did start a week too early. So, you know, I can't feel sorry for you.
No, I just don't. Give you a reason to tune in. It was a lot of fun. It was a good weekend for
them. Now, we did have our preseason kickoff game at College Football Radio Saturday, and that was a lot of fun because we talked about, you know, what expectations are. And you know, it's been 3 years since the SEC has been represented winning a national championship, so this could be the year. You just never know. Chances are good. We've got some favorites. We got, you know, Georgia is always a favorite. Texas is a favorite. Texas A&M is a favorite. So we got a handful of promising favorites to not only do well all throughout the season, but walk away with a national championship.
Yeah, it's going to be all about getting in the playoffs and getting hot. Some brutal schedules for some of the top teams up there. I know Texas is going to be good. Very difficult schedule. Ohio State is going to be good. Very difficult schedule.
And we got the Powder Puff games going on this Saturday.
And week one does not leave a whole lot to be desired.
I mean, come on, Tennessee. Furman's at Tennessee. Come on, Tennessee Vol fans.
Texas is playing Texas State. I mean, who's your beloved Dogs playing?
Well, they're you know, I'm not too ashamed.
Yeah, Tennessee State. That's even worse than Furman, I believe. This is just to go out. Now, LSU Clemson, that's going to be a big one.
That's going to be in prime time.
LSU under the lights. So
we're
going to
see what Lane Kiffin is really made out of, and if he's worth that $13.1 million he's being paid per year.
And will there be any former NFL players in that game? Will also be.
I think he got his hand slapped last week over that.
Well, we will see, because I think they have until Friday to declare the roster.
Yeah, I think he's going to know better. He could be wrong.
I think Greg Sankey's kind of walking the fence on that one.
Yeah, yeah. You may know a little bit more about that than I do. I hadn't paid a lot of attention to that. But anyway, we'll be breaking it all down Saturday morning at 9 right here on Rock 103.7. How was your weekend?
That was good, man.
Do anything special?
No, Evelyn had a my daughter had a middle school dance Saturday, and Krista went out with all the moms. They went to go eat.
Krista's
during the dance.
Mrs. Orr.
And so I actually had about 4 hours of quiet at my house, which was really odd on Saturday. So I had football on, tinkered around the house, got caught up on a bunch of stuff. And then yesterday, also a bunch of errands, and then got to play a little golf, managed to squeeze around in there.
Well, I got to share this with you. You know, last week was my birthday.
I sent you a birthday text.
No, you didn't send me one.
Oh, you better check.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Oh,
yeah, you did.
A really good one, too.
Yeah, that's
one I figured you would enjoy.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm bringing this up not because I want to recognize my birthday, because I don't. It's just another day on the calendar, even though, you know, I'm blessed and lucky to be, you know, alive another year. But Mrs. Orr wish me a happy birthday before anybody.
Because she was a day early.
Because she's a day early. She didn't know that she had sent me that a day early. But she was ahead of everybody. She's even ahead of my wife and my mother. So, yeah, she wins the prize.
Yeah, you could just say she was wrong, matter of fact.
Well, you know.
Because she looked over me, she goes, you know, today's Sean's birthday. I went, huh? She's like, yeah, I wish him happy birthday. And I go, I don't think it's his birthday. I think it's tomorrow. Yeah. She's like, oh. I was like, well, that's
and,
all right.
And then she texted me the next morning and said, well, I think I messed up.
Here's your correct.
But, you know, I was thankful that I got a day in advance, you know, the old first one to the time of doing that.
You know what?
Not bad. It's
at our age, it's just nice to be thought of.
You know, it is. And it's just nice to be having another year.
What Mrs. Whitfield gets you? She gets you
just a nice card. Can't expect anything else.
You don't like some new protein powder or, I don't know, some pants that are in style or nothing like that, huh?
No, nothing like that. We are going to, you know, we like to go down to Atlanta about once every three and a half months to do a Saturday night getaway and go out and have dinner. And she loves to shop. So we, you know, do a little bit of that. So we're going to do that this weekend. So she says that we're going to celebrate my birthday, but it's just another weekend, Saturday night to Atlanta. But anyway, that's kind of the way she's looking at it. So, yeah, so college football's kicking off, so I'll be watching.
I was going to say, you can't go to
college
Atlanta
football.
College football's
I'll be watching the race at Darlington. However, the race at Darlington is, I think, a 5 o'clock start time, but that's on Sunday, so I'll already be back home. It is Sunday, isn't it? Have I got my facts straight on that?
The race?
Yeah.
Yes. It's Sunday.
Yeah, I thought it was. I was about to say, is it Saturday? But no, it's Sunday at 5 p.m. So I'll have already been back home by then. So I'll be watching that from East Brainerd. But, man, what a race Saturday night was. And we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I got to watch quite a bit of that, too, as I kind of had the house to myself for a while. And something that came down to the very last lap, as Daytona often does. And, you know, we sit here. Listen, Monday, we sit here and ran down the what-ifs on the chase. And it was pretty much a lot of weird things that had to happen for anybody in the top 16 to fall out and for someone new to race their way in. Mm-hmm. And so what did we see happen Saturday? A lot of weird things happened, and one guy was able to race his way in, while one guy, unfortunately, was able to fall out of the top 16. And what we witnessed was Ryan Preece with from RFK Racing with an absolutely improbable high-drama win, Sean, that not only got him his first win of the season, was big for the team, was big for him, was able to catapult him into the playoffs. So pretty much everything you love to see in a NASCAR race all tied into one, and that's what we got Saturday.
And not only was it his opportunity to make it into the chase, but his first ever NASCAR Cup Series win. So good for him.
Great for him.
Yeah.
Great for NASCAR, great for RFK, great for everybody that's not named Shane Van Gisbergen.
I was going to say, that's the only sad thing about the way everything ended is Shane Van Gisbergen misses his chase after Daytona. So now I'm going to declare I don't like the way the chase was set up.
I've been declaring that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to declare it now.
I mean, you can finally come over to my side if you would like.
I thought SVG would make it in with, you know, without having to rely on a race win, but that just didn't work out.
Yeah, but he accomplished something that hasn't been accomplished in 16 years. We'll get to that in a little bit. But all in all, man, Daytona delivered, and that's really all you can ask for.
Yes, it did. Excitement all the way down to the end. All right, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us on your Monday. We are broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. You can find them online at NugaDentistry.com as we continue to talk NASCAR. 25 years of it, as a matter of fact. And we're glad to be doing it. We want to thank all of you out there for supporting us all through the years right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead as we'll be breaking down Daytona. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Legendary food, legendary service. That's Texas Roadhouse. They take pride in every plate and they take no shortcuts. From hand-cut steaks and fall-off-the-bone ribs to chicken specialties and legendary margaritas, it all starts with fresh, quality ingredients. They even make their bacon bits, croutons, and dressings from scratch. Texas Roadhouse, where legendary food meets legendary value. Visit Texas Roadhouse at 2020 Hamilton Place Boulevard in Chattanooga, or download the app for reservations and convenient curbside pickup. Texas Roadhouse, legendary food, legendary service. College Football Radio is ready to get you fired up. College Football Radio, presented by Blackwell Automotive on Rock 103.7. We're talking SEC football at its best. Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, LSU, Florida, Texas, we're covering them all. Join Sean Whitfield and Stephen Hargis with the Chattanooga Times Free Press every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 103.7, getting you ready for SEC college football game day. Miss an episode? Search College Football Radio Download on your favorite podcast platform. College Football Radio, presented by Blackwell Automotive on Rock 103.7, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, it's Blake Watson. If you've been thinking about selling your house, I'm here to help. If you've been thinking about buying a new home, I'm here to help. If you just have some questions about the process of buying or selling a home, I'm here to help. Contact me, Blake Watson, with Epic Realty in Tennessee and Georgia. Find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson. On Instagram, I'm Rock and Roll Blake. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Get healthy, get informed, and get the facts. It's Vital Health Radio, presented by Nutrition World with Ed Jones and Clint Powell. Tune in Sunday mornings at 9 on 98.1 The Lake. Miss an episode? Search Vital Health Radio Download on your favorite podcast platform.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr here each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all your NASCAR news and information. The regular season has come to a close, with the exclamation point being Ryan Preece's win at Daytona. Not only the first win of his career, first win of the season, obviously, and a win that vaulted him into the top 16 and into the chase. And the chase will begin coming up this Sunday at Darlington for the Southern 500. So I'll tell you what, I mean, you can decide whether or not NASCAR should be competing with college football, but NASCAR's throwing a couple of haymakers. Let's go night race at Daytona, followed by the Southern 500, right as football season's getting kicked off in college. So that's coming up. That'll be the first race of the chase. That is this Sunday at 5 o'clock, Labor Day weekend.
It's going to be fun. And, of course, there's nothing like going back to Darlington. Man, there's so much history when you start thinking about the past of just what the sport of NASCAR is all about. I mean, that's one of the tracks where it all began. And I always enjoy the throwback weekend that we have there in the spring. And then there's still, you know, a lot of traditions and things to remember about racing there Labor Day. So it's going to be fun. Hey, I wanted to make comment. Our friend Jim Osborne.
Yeah, we had on the program from Austin Hatcher Foundation.
Yes, he was at Daytona. And can you access your email by chance?
Yes, I saw that picture you sent me.
Did you see that?
That was very cool.
Some petty cash. Pictures of some petty cash from the great Richard Petty.
How many of those do you think he carries around? Hey, son,
you want some petty cash?
Here's some petty cash.
I remember growing up as a kid, my father always, he called it a petty cash box. You know, he always had to have
businesses used to legitimately have petty cash.
Yeah.
I bet there's not one out there that really does anymore.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of truth to that. I
mean, that's, but yes, you would go, if you just needed something, a little folding money. As my dad called it, he'd reach into his rat hole.
Is that what he called it?
Yeah.
You know, it's gotten so bad that I went to my first Lookouts game last week.
Is that not?
Have you been to a Lookouts game?
Oh, that stadium's fantastic.
Okay, I go up to get me a small Diet Coke at the price tag of $4.50.
So only you would complain about that.
Well, you know, it was a little pricey. I know that, you know, Rich and the staff there has got to make some money, but that was a little bit more than I expected. But anyway, you know, it is what it is. But here is where I was really sort of taken back. But yet, okay, I get it. This is 2026. I walk up and I order me some of those, get me some of those Dippin' Dots. You know, those little Dippin' Dot ice cream.
Ice cream, yep.
And you know, you can usually only find them at a festival. And I didn't realize the Lookouts had them. So I thought, cool. You know, I hadn't had any of these in a long time. There is no telling what they're going to cost. But, you know.
You're ready for it.
Yeah, it's one of those things you can hardly find anywhere. So I go up. And I don't even remember what the price was, but here's what stood out to me. I reach in my pocket, get a $10 bill out, go to pay the young man. He says, "I'm sorry, sir, I can't take your money." He said, "We only take debit cards or credit cards."
Shebang.
He said, "We're a cashless stadium." And I just stood there and I'm thinking, okay, I get it, but man, you know, this is not what I think this world should be coming to. If we got cash money in our pocket, since when is people not willing to take cash money out of your hand?
Yeah, you know what? For big operations like that, it's kind of like casinos.
I get it.
Like casinos. Remember, you used to actually hit a jackpot, and it would go gling, 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 and actual buckets of money would come out, and you would take those. Well, now, no. Everything's just a ticket, and you take your ticket over there, and you get more this and that. So yeah, it's where we're going, Sean.
So
I was just big brother.
I was just sort of taken back by it all, and then I go up to order my soft drink, and I'm expecting to talk to somebody and have a conversation with them of what I want. Well, everybody behind the counter was only distributing whatever you ordered, and there's screens that you go and you stand in front of, and you punch your order in the screen. Of course, you got to stand there for a few minutes to figure out how to use it.
Then they yell, 43.
Yeah, and then how to operate it.
Yeah.
So anyway, going to a Lookouts game was a little bit of an experience for me last week. But you know, I know that's the way it's going. I don't know where I was going with all that.
Just
I just had to get it off my chest.
When we're done, do you want to go outside and yell at clouds?
Yeah, I want to yell at anybody that has a dog in my lawn that poops on it this week. Yes, but anyway, I don't know what it was, the petty cash. So Richard Petty gave him a petty cash, fake money.
Souvenir kind of thing.
And I thought that was pretty cool. Especially, you know, coming from the king himself.
Yeah, it'd be cool to get to meet the king, man.
But I understand that Jim had a great time down there. And so hopefully we'll catch up with him soon and he'll be able to share with us that he walked away with $100,000 for the Austin Hatcher Foundation. So good luck to all of them. But, man, we did have some exciting racing. And let's get into the results of the race. Race number 26 of the Coke Zero Sugar 400, Daytona International Speedway on the 2.5-mile track. And the race was 166 laps, 415 miles. Ryan Preece got the win. He started fourth in the number 60 Kroger Ford and ended up in victory lane. Second place was Daniel Suarez. He started 23rd. Third spot was Tyler Reddick. Fourth, Michael McDowell. Fifth, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Sixth, Austin Centric. Seventh, Austin Dillon. Eighth, Alex Bowman. Ninth, Josh Berry. And 10th, Cole Custer.
If I remember last week, Ryan Preece had to finish fourth or better and have things break his way or just win the race. Mm-hmm. And so he went out and won the race. So very cool. Denny Hamlin, 11th. Other drivers of note, Chase Briscoe, 13th. Keselowski, 14th. Christopher Bell, 17th. Joey Logano, 18th. Bubba Wallace, 20th. William Byron, 22nd. Chase Elliott, 23rd. Chastain, 24th. Down Kyle Larson, 31st. Not a good day for him. Or Ryan Blaney, 33rd. Carson Hocevar getting people upset with another wreck, 38th. Eric Jones, 39th. And Chris Buescher rounding out the top 40.
So when you look at those results, anything stand out to you? Anything surprise you? Any shockers?
The shocker is Ryan Preece had to do exactly what he did, and he went out and did it. It's, the NASCAR equivalent to a last-minute drive or to the team that's got a couple years ago when you had the Red Sox were down 0-3 to the Yankees, and they needed to win four in a row to go to the World Series. There was no room for error. And they won four to go to the World Series. That's kind of what Ryan Preece did, Sean. And I don't think anybody saw this coming. I don't even think Ryan Preece saw this coming. You go out there, you do your best, you try to win like everybody says you should. But there is no way that everyone thought that this could line up and actually happen. And you could tell when it did. That is one cool thing about sports. The utter jubilation, the celebration, you could tell. Dude's got to be pretty popular in the garage area. You could tell a lot of people were happy for him. But, it's very exciting. You know what? It's about like when I come home every day and Mrs. Orr and Evelyn are nice to me. That's how excited Ryan Preece looked.
Yeah, some guys that stood out in the top 10 that had a good night that are not chase drivers. But, to go and finish race number 26 like this had to be encouraging. Daniel Suarez, second place driver. You got Michael McDowell, did not make the chase, came in fourth spot. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., he got into a little bit of a dust-up with Ryan Blaney earlier in the race, but he managed to pull off a top five.
I saw online someone called him Recky Stenhouse. I thought that was pretty good.
That is pretty good. Austin Dillon, much to our surprise, seventh spot, started 29th. Alex Bowman in eighth position, Josh Berry in ninth. Cole Custer in 10th.
But can you be, if you're those guys, are you even, running good at Daytona or a top 10 at Daytona really doesn't mean anything. It's a restrictor plate track. Well, it's basically these things are, the only way to get excited is to win or to move up somehow in the standings that matter. And the only person that did that's Ryan Preece. Like, if you're Ricky Stenhouse Jr., maybe you can go, yay, I got another top five. I can, maybe when it comes time to renegotiate, I could say, hey, I had another top five, but I didn't do anything for you.
Well, I get your point, but at the end of the season, at the end of the conversation, all that's going to be identified is I had so many top fives, I had so many top tens. They're not going to break down that one of those top fives was at Daytona
or it
was at Talladega. When they go to talk to sponsors, they're going to be able to say, like Ryan Preece, he's not going to, he may, use Daytona because Daytona is such a,
he's going to say, I won a race and I made the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, that, but
I got you 10 more races of coverage that Recky Stenhouse wouldn't get you.
Yeah. But a win's a win. A top five's a top five. A top 10's a top 10. And so at the end of the day, it's all good. Especially when you're a driver that's not used to being in that place, it's got to give your team a little pep in the step, a little bit of encouragement, especially when you've got a guy like Michael McDowell and he wasn't too far out of the chase, but to get a top five, it makes you think, okay, well, we do still have it. maybe we got a shot of running well in these final 10 races.
Yeah, I mean, a good result is never bad. I see where you're going. Yeah, this is it's all, you know, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing at the end of the day. So, yeah. But big win for Ryan Preece. And you know what? A lot of guys on the outside looking in, coming away from this race going, you never want to leave it up to chance. You never want to leave it. I guess if you have to run really good in one race to make it, that means your season hasn't gone the way you wanted. But there's several drivers that had to do this. Just had to be the cherry on top of a you-know-what Sunday, because it just hadn't been a good year for him.
Well, and then you look at Carson Hocevar. He's become one of the most popular drivers of the season. Has been gaining more followers on social media than any other driver so far this year. He has sold more merchandise than any other driver so far this year. Started 28th, finished 38th, and he has no friends on the racetrack. There's something about the fact of having no friends.
Winning.
And then he's what? He's won one time, have I got that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the other side of the
But now that we get to the playoffs,
roster here,
that's a lonely place to be in the playoffs with nobody to help you along.
Well, that's true, but it doesn't seem to bother him.
It certainly doesn't.
That the late great Kyle Busch, that was him many times in his career, and so there are drivers out there from time to time that we got to fill that position, that act like they don't care. And it used to always be like Denny Hamlin didn't care. However, it seems like the last year or two that he's sort of identified that he really does care. So it's just part of the personalities of a few of the NASCAR drivers. All right, it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into the driver's standings. We're going to talk about who made the NASCAR chase and who didn't. And we'll also talk about which chase drivers we think have the best chance to be there at the end to possibly win a championship, and who has the best chance to possibly choke. We'll get into all that and more as we continue. We got a lot more straight ahead as we come to you from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, find us on all major podcast platforms. Search On the Move Radio, download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
For more than 20 years, Chattanooga families have trusted Blackwell Automotive to keep their vehicles safe, dependable, and running their best. That trust has helped Blackwell Automotive earn more than 1,100 five-star Google reviews from our customers and neighbors. Blackwell Automotive specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Nissan, Honda, and Subaru, and they're conveniently located in Midtown, next to Eastgate Mall. At Blackwell, you can expect expert repairs, clear communication, and friendly service from people who truly care. And remember, Chattanooga, if you want it to run well, take it to Blackwell.
SEC football at its best. College Football Radio, presented by Blackwell Automotive on Rock 103.7. Join Sean Whitfield and Stephen Hargis with the Chattanooga Times Free Press Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. We'll get you ready for your SEC college football game day. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at NutritionW.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, getting you up to speed on all things NASCAR. And especially now, Sean, now that the season is over, the regular season anyway, it's time to turn our attention towards the playoffs. So what does that mean? That means we've got 10 races to decide your 2025 champion. 16 drivers will enter. As of this Sunday at Darlington, only one will remain when we get to the very end of the year in Phoenix. Is that right? We're back in Phoenix? My schedule went away.
The last race of the year is at Homestead.
Oh, that's right. We're going back to Homestead. I thought that's what it was. We're going back to Homestead. So, starting at the Southern 500, ending at Homestead Miami Speedway, like we used to, who will be your 2025 champion. All we know now is it's one of 16 people. And that was decided as soon as Ryan Preece took the checkered flag at Daytona.
So when you look back at the first 26 races, what surprises you the most? Is there one thing that stands out that you go, well, I didn't expect that?
In totality, I didn't expect for it to be such a strange season as far as Tyler Reddick dominating and then kind of, I won't say disappearing, but then Denny Hamlin dominating. It's kind of a tale of two seasons for those two. But I also didn't see Toyota being that much better than everybody else and Hendrick Motorsports and Chevrolet struggling as much as they did. As far as the racing, I thought we were, it's a lot of good racing. Mm-hmm. I think the regular season was great. We had drama. Still wish we had the win in your end format, but hey, it is what it is. I thought it was overall a great regular season. It's just, it seems like it was almost two different seasons, mm-hmm. and Chevrolet wasn't there for either one of them.
You know, you explain it just almost perfect. I mean, it's almost like we're reading out of the same book here.
That's AI. Not really.
I mean, because that's kind of the way I reflect on the first 26 races. We saw just such dominance out of Toyota. And then the strongest Ford has been pretty much with Ron Blaney and Team Penske. And
that's it.
Yeah. And Chevrolet has been just trailing behind the whole time. And when you look at the fact that Hendrick Motorsports overall has just been like chasing everybody just to tread water. It has seemed a little surreal. But when you look at the top five, I mean, all but one driver is driving a Toyota. And then you've got...
And if you go to top six, five of the top six are in Toyota.
Well, yeah, that's true. That is true.
Yeah, there's five Chevy drivers in the playoffs. And so, you know, it's like a third, I guess. So that doesn't sound terrible, but the highest placing is seventh. And then you've got, so basically 7, 8, 11, 12, 13. And you're only accounting for four wins of the entire season.
Yeah.
Or four drivers, six wins on the entire season for Chevrolet. Scary.
Yeah. Let's run down the driver's standings after the points reset. We got Denny Hamlin leading the pack. He is at 2,100 points. We've got Ryan Blaney in second at 2,075 points. We've got third, Tyler Reddick, 2,065 points. Then we go on down to fourth. We got Ty Gibbs, Chase Briscoe in sixth spot. We got Christopher Bell, seventh, Kyle Larson in eighth. Chase Elliott.
Joey Logano, ninth, and Chris Buescher rounds out the top 10. Daniel Suarez, 11th. Jose Sivar, 12th. William Byron in 13th. Bubba Wallace in 14th. Austin Cindric, 15th. And driving his way in the nick of time, Ryan Preece in 16th. The first guy out, Shane Van Gisbergen, even though he had two wins. So the very first year where the win and you're in format goes away, we had a guy get two wins and he's not in, Shane Van Gisbergen, and joins Jamie McMurray as the only other driver in playoff history to win multiple wins and not make the playoffs. Jamie McMurray perhaps even has a bigger gripe because he won Daytona and the Brickyard that year and still didn't make it into the playoffs.
Yeah,
so it's not unprecedented, but I do think one of the reasons you come up with a win and you're in is so you don't have a season like that, like Jamie McMurray did, where a guy that wins those races doesn't make the playoffs. He probably deserves to get in, but Sean, them's the rules, and SVG on the outside looking in.
When I look at how some of the teams are set up and where they're stacked, a few things stands out to me. Number one, we don't see anybody from Trackhouse Racing, which we kind of anticipated. However, we did think that there was a slight chance that SVG would be representing Trackhouse Racing. Also, too, the fact that we've got Spire Motorsports being represented with two drivers, Daniel Suarez and Carson Hocevar. You know Daniel Suarez is getting the last laugh because last year when he was told that he no longer had a job at Trackhouse Racing, a lot of people thought, okay, what's going to happen to old Daniel? He's going to probably end up back in the O'Reilly Parts Series, and he is going to struggle to find a cup ride. And if he does, he's going to be with a team that's not going to be able to get the job done. However, that's not the way it's ended up, and Daniel Suarez is getting the last laugh, getting a spot in 11th place. So he's even ahead of some pretty strong drivers that are behind him. So a great year and thumbs up for Daniel Suarez.
So not to be the guy that just it gets stuck on a point, but let me just bring up a couple drivers to you, Sean, and you tell me if driver A had two wins and seven top tens, five top fives, right? And then driver B had two top fives and only six top tens, zero wins on the season. Who's had the better season? I would think driver A. Mm-hmm. Driver A is Shane Van Gisbergen. Driver B is Austin Cindric. Austin Cindric in the playoffs. SVG out of the playoffs. Chris Buescher, Sean. Chris Buescher has two top fives. 10 top tens, no wins, no stage wins, nothing. SVG, five top fives, seven top tens, two wins, two stage wins, on the outside looking in. So I guess what is you certainly get punished for your bad runs, which SVG's had some over, you know, he's had some really bad oval tracks and finished more towards the bottom.
But also, there's a couple guys in there that you could put their stats up next to it and go, why are they getting in? Well, they were just better at the rules.
Well, you think there was some bonus points that were factored in some of those guys that made it in or was able to enable them to make it into the chase?
I mean, you're looking at no, because Chris Buescher had zero stage wins. Chris Buescher, and this is cool, but maybe the most undeserving guy to ever make the playoffs, and he's in the 10th. So all he did was just, no, you know, don't have bad DNFs.
There's got to be some consistency
Get out there, put in laps, and stay out of trouble. He absolutely did that. No wins, no stage wins, two top fives, two top tens. You look at all of his runs, Sean, I see a 30th, I see a 21st, but everything else, you're in the teens, maybe a 20.
What do you think is going to matter most, winning races or consistency?
You know, NASCAR, you know, they said they wanted trophies to matter. And so you would think wins, but right now being consistent, absolutely, gets you in. Now, if under the old rules, winning you're in, SVG would be in and Austin Cindric would have been the first man out. You know, Bubba Wallace, Sean, four top fives, 11 top tens. He didn't exactly set the world on fire. He was up and down a lot, but he's in. So
When you look at the top 16, who is the one driver that you would pick that has absolutely nothing to lose? They can let it all hang out, take all the chances, all the risks, because they have absolutely nothing to lose.
Yeah, it's Ryan Preece.
I would agree, because he wasn't expected to be there to start
with. It's Daniel Suarez. I mean, I would say Bubba Wallace, but Bubba's got expectations. You know, he's thinking, I can't screw this up. I need to get deep into the playoffs. But you look at Ryan Preece, you look at Daniel Suarez, maybe even Josevar, just because these guys are all playing with house money. Ty Gibbs, in a lot of ways. No one expected you to be here. The problem is Ty Gibbs is such a good spot. You don't want to do anything dumb too early and mess that up.
Who is the first driver that comes to your mind when you look at that 16 that – has the best chance to choke before anybody else?
The only driver that can choke is Denny Hamlin. I don't think anybody on this list is expected to win. I don't think anybody on this list is going to be letting their organization down if they don't win a championship. There is nobody on here that would be seen as a failure of a season without a championship except Denny Hamlin.
When you look at it with that perspective, I agree. But when I look at it, I don't know how I describe this. One of the drivers that stood out to me is Joey Logano. Joey Logano is one of those drivers that seems like the last couple of years, if anybody could choke at a bad time, it's been Joey. However, he's also been one of those drivers that's been known when the chips are down, he rises. So that could really go either way.
If I'm Joey Logano, I say, man, I've had a crap year. I still got two race wins. I still made the playoffs. Let's just see how far we can go. I mean, he's a two-time champion. He's a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got personal goals, but I don't know. Like, this is Denny Hamlin's championship season to lose, point period, in a sentence.
So when we get to Homestead and we have the final lap, who do you think is going to be our 2026 champion?
If I'm betting with my heart, well, actually, and my head, it's Denny Hamlin. Shawnee's been the most dominant all year. He's got more starts than just about anybody on this list. He's done everything but win. He's also a future Hall of Famer. He's got the Mark Martin Award, the guy with the most wins to not have a championship. It's got to be Denny. If not, it's going to be Ryan Blaney or probably Ryan Blaney.
I see your point, and I'm not completely disagreeing with you, but I think it could be anybody in the top six.
Yes. I don't know. Chase Briscoe. Ty Gibbs? No one. No. Is he ready yet?
This could be
the start of a whole thing.
I think it's possible. I think anybody in the top six has a legitimate chance. Now, some has stronger chances than others in the top six, but the one driver too that you can't count out that could spoil the party for Toyota, even though Toyota owns the top six, is Ryan Blaney. Ron Blaney could show up at the end and mess up everything for Toyota.
It is a three-headed monster for the championship this year. It's Hamlin, Blaney, or Tyler Reddick. You know, we forget Tyler Reddick still won more races than anybody with five. Maybe he gets hot. Ryan Blaney has gotten hot, and it's just all the expectations are staring at Denny Hamlin, and there's no reason he shouldn't be the 2026 champion.
All right. Tom Cruise was hanging out at the track. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about what he was doing at Daytona International Speedway, if you hadn't already heard. So we'll make sure we cover that and share some final thoughts as we head to Darlington. Thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your day. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast, you can find it tomorrow morning at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. Or you can find it at our website, racingtalkradio.com. More straight ahead for KCOR. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hungry for something legendary? Head to Texas Roadhouse. Enjoy hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, chicken specialties, and legendary margaritas, all made with quality you can taste. Because of Texas Roadhouse, service starts with taking no shortcuts. They make their food from scratch, including their bacon bits, croutons, and dressings. And getting your favorites is easy. Download the Texas Roadhouse app for reservations or place your order for convenient curbside pickup. Texas Roadhouse, 2020 Hamilton Place Boulevard in Chattanooga. Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You today.
Hey, it's Blake Watson. If you've been thinking about selling your house, I'm here to help. If you've been thinking about buying a new home, I'm here to help. If you just have some questions about the process of buying or selling a home, I'm here to help. Contact me, Blake Watson, with Epic Realty in Tennessee and Georgia. Find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson. On Instagram, I'm Rock and Roll Blake. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
College Football Radio is ready to get you fired up. College Football Radio, presented by Blackwell Automotive on Rock 103.7. We're talking SEC football at its best. Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, LSU, Florida, Texas, we're covering them all. Join Sean Whitfield and Stephen Hargis with the Chattanooga Times Free Press every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 103.7, getting you ready for SEC college football game day. Miss an episode? episode? Search College Football Radio Download on your favorite podcast platform. College Football Radio, presented by Blackwell Automotive on Rock 103.7, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information, turning our attention towards the beginning of the playoffs, and that comes this Sunday at the Southern 500. And Sean, let me see, where can you catch the old Southern 500 coming up this weekend as NASCAR is going to start competing?
It's going to be on USA.
I'm going to say, you're going to start competing with college football pretty soon, NFL football. Did you know, and I read this, and I'm probably going to get it wrong, but did you know that the race at Daytona that we just had was the first race to be on network television? Well, I can't find the races now, but it was like the first time that it had been on network television since... Oh, man. It was such a good stat.
and you were about to, you know, release the strong breaking news since, and you lost it.
Here you go. Since April. Yeah, since April. Is that not crazy?
Yeah, we need some sound effects to show how breaking news that is.
Well, you think about it. Think about what a big deal TV is. It's where NASCAR makes all their money.
Yeah.
I mean, when you say the race, you're like, oh, what channel is it on? I mean, that's, or at least that's what us old people do. Mm-hmm. The kids go, it's streaming. But so that race was, the race we just watched was on.
It's on NBC.
NBC. But Sean, we hadn't done that since April. Yeah. That's months now. Amazon, which a lot of people have, USA, TNT, there's a bunch of different ways to watch. But like good old fashioned, the big boy network. That I don't know. That was shocking to me.
Oh, I get it. It's just one of those things that, you know, the big check still coming in, you know. I'd love them all to be on network.
Since Talladega, when Josevar got his win. Is that not crazy?
All right. Tom Cruise and Anne Hathaway are going to be starring in Days of Thunder. The last time Days of Thunder was out, I think, was in 1990.
Early 90s, I believe.
Was it the early 90s? And Paramount Pictures has dated a feature film sequel for June the 2nd, 2028. We'll hit the road almost 40 years after the original.
1990.
It's also going to be shot for IMAX screens. And it's going to be here in about 2 years. So... I'm excited about this. I think this is a good thing for the sport.
This has cash grab written all over it. I mean,
it's good exposure for NASCAR.
It's
for sure.
A couple of years ago when he redid Top Gun and everybody went crazy. He's like, what else was in the old catalog? How about Days of Thunder?
I think he's like 65 years old.
So
I hope I look like as good as Tom Cruise does at 65.
Mrs. Whitfield said the same thing.
Yeah, that's what she. Yes, she did say that.
So
she said he was looking old, but he still looked good. I think was her words.
Tom,
but I thought he was looking pretty young.
What? Okay, here we go, buddy. What was his name in that movie?
Cole Trickle.
Oh my gosh!
Absolutely. How could you forget that?
Okay, let's go. Let's go. A hair deeper.
Well, don't go too deep.
His the guy that was at first his nemesis, and then they became friends, played by Michael Rooker. What was that guy's name?
I don't remember his name.
Rowdy Burns.
Yeah, I couldn't have told you back when the movie was going on about him. But yeah, who could forget old Cole Trickle? And another reason I remember that is they had a show car there at Daytona promoting the movie, and above the driver's door it said Cole Trickle. So that also reminded me when I saw that on Saturday that that was Tom Cruise's name back in the day. Also, they had the show car for Jimmy Johnson for the 2027 Daytona 500 that looks real cool. So if you hadn't seen it, check that out. You can go to Jayski and see that.
Yeah, so. Pretty wild. Such a strange, I mean, it shows the reverence people have for Jimmy Johnson, but for a sponsor to give up their for a team to give up their number to run one race is pretty big.
Well, it shows you the relationship and the class act that Rick Hendrick's is, Hendrick Motorsports, as well as Lowe's is on the car. The 2027 NASCAR Cup Series schedule came out last week. We pretty much already knew that what a lot of the races were going to be because we'd had a trickle, coming out over the last few weeks. However, we got confirmation on the ones we did know about. One that we put to rest, Father's Day, June the 21st. We will be back at the Naval Base Coronado in San Diego. So that was a good thing. And, I knew it was going to be there, but I'm thinking, gosh, when's there going to be a year this is not on there? Brickyard 400, July 26th. I know
maybe they'll come up with a little something different.
But gosh, there's so many reasons why I wish we would just skip over Indianapolis. But for the most part, a lot of similarities from last year. And of course, the last race of the 26 races next year will end at Daytona, and then the chase will begin at Darlington. And then we will continue on for the final race, November the 8th at Homestead, Miami.
All right, but what's going to happen when everybody rolls into the Southern 500, Sean? I'm going to keep it boring. I'm going to say we get a Toyota Denny Hamlin win just to kick off the chase.
You know, I'm going to go Toyota. I'm not sure. I'm not sure which one I'm going to go with, but I am going to say Toyota. I believe that'll be
really me. Going out on a limb there.
I'm going out on a limb.
There you go.
Going out on a limb. Well, that's going to do it for us. Any final words, sir?
Nope. Have a great weekend. Let's do it again Monday.
All right. And we want to thank all of you out there for joining us. And we'll keep you up to date next Monday right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, with all the latest NASCAR news on and off the track. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.